for that. Praise God. Praise God. I want you to open your Bibles, please, to Matthew's Gospel. I want to look at a few passages of Scripture, and I'm going to tie them together. Do the best that I can to tie them together. But I think they'll be easily tied together. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11. Chapter 11, verse 28. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. Praise the Lord. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm free this morning. Amen. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, verse 28. If you have it, can you say amen? Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart. Ye shall find rest unto your souls, for my yoke is easy." Come on, somebody. "For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Now, if you will, turn over to John's Gospel, chapter 3. I need you to see these. You may not believe me if you don't look at them. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. John's Gospel, chapter 3, verse 16. Got it? "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." Amen. Now, if you will, turn over to Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8. "For by what? Grace are ye saved through faith, that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." So it's by what that you're saved? By grace you are saved through faith. "Not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And I know we get tired of reading the Bible, but if you will, I've got one more passage I want you to turn to. Revelation chapter 22, verse 17. Revelation 22, verse 17. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely." Amen. "And the Spirit and the bride say, Come. Let him that heareth say, Come. Let him that is athirst come, and whosoever will, let him take of the water of life freely." Every passage that I read to you this morning is a passage that cries out, "Whosoever will come. Whosoever will come." That is the message of the gospel, is whosoever will come. Thank God that he made it to whosoever will. That it includes you and it includes me. Whosoever will come. come. Our Heavenly Father, we pray in the name of Jesus right now, God, that you will minister in this place. I pray, God, that you will move in a mighty way, Lord. And I pray, God, that you will pour out your Spirit in this place and we may hear and do what the Spirit is saying to us this morning. God, we just thank you and praise your holy name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And the house said, amen, amen. Praise God. Really, the statement should be, if and I included the entirety of the text that I read to you, it should say, whosoever will, by grace, come. Amen. Whosoever will, by grace, come. There is a divine invitation given by the Lord Jesus Christ for whosoever will to come and to know Him and to have a relationship with Him. I'm not coming into this place to have a religion. Anybody can have a religion. I'm not coming in here to do some kind of ritualistic things. Anybody can do ritualistic things. But bless God, I've come to know Jesus Christ as my Savior and as my Lord so that I can have a personal relationship with Him, that I know Him in spirit and in truth, that whosoever will can come. There again, it is not the invitation for Christ to condemn the world. Amen. Christ did not come to condemn the world, but He came to set this world free. And I thank God, He whom the Son has set free is free indeed, that whosoever will can come and know Jesus Christ in His power and in His glory. Watch this, because I just want to spend a few minutes, if I can even spend that much, talking about the condemnation that we are under. And then what does it mean for whosoever will? And then how do we come? We come by grace. Number one, the condemnation that we're under. First of all, I want to thank God that Christ did not come into this world and to condemn the world. That Christ Jesus did not come. In fact, the Bible says that God sent not His Son to condemn the world. Why? Because the world was already condemned. If you understand one thing, I want you to understand this, and that is the fact that if you're in your sin, you're already condemned. Christ did not come to condemn you. You're already condemned in your sin. But bless God, Jesus came to set us free from condemnation and from sin. How many of you understand that when Jesus met up with a woman who was caught in the act of adultery, and she was there and she was dragged out into the street saying, this woman has been caught in the act of adultery. How many of you understand that Jesus looked at her at some point in time and said, neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. In fact, I like what He told the rest of them. You that are without sin, cast the first stone. Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more. I'm thankful this morning, if nobody else is, I'm thankful that Jesus has not come to condemn my life. He came to set me free. He came to set me free this morning, and He'll set you free as well. Watch this. Condemnation. This is where condemnation comes from. Number one, condemnation can come from my lips. Condemnation can come from your lips. Watch what Job says. Job says, if I justify myself, my own mouth shall condemn me. If I say that I am perfect, then my mouth will prove me perverse. Can I tell you, it's the same thing that John said. John said, if we say that we have not sinned, then we are a liar. That we need to understand this morning. In fact, Jesus said it this way, that by the words of our mouth shall we be justified, and by the words of our mouth shall we be condemned. Can I tell you, we can speak some things and condemn ourselves. We can say, well, I haven't sinned. I've been holy since birth. You're a liar. I've been holy since birth, and I've been righteous ever since I was a wee thing, and I had never done any wrong, had never committed any sin, had never talked bad about anybody, had never done this or done that, or had never I smoked but I didn't inhale. Hello? But can I tell you this morning, I thank God that even though our lips shall condemn us, I bless God there was a point in time I was in sin. I was in sin. But Christ Jesus came and He set me free. He set me free. Our lips will condemn us. Hold on to your seats, because condemnation comes from other people. It comes from other people. Because watch this. Here's the point. That even though, just as the song said, I thank God for the song, that when I come underneath the blood of Jesus Christ, that it's forgiven and it's forgotten and forever. But there's somewhere, Brother Craig, somebody's going to come up to you and say, I remember what you used to be like. You don't believe me, live long enough. I remember what you used to be like, Brother Anthony. I remember when you used to run around town and paint the town red and do all that kind of other. I remember what you used to be like. But you need to tell them and let the world know that my address has changed and that Jesus Christ has bought me with His blood. Bless God that I don't receive, that there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. That condemnation comes from others. That condemnation can come from others. In fact, go back to the woman who was caught in the act of adultery. They drug her out. I wish I'd had a stone. I forgot to bring a stone. If Brother Rice had been here, he'd have gotten me his. But they drug her out in the street. Had a stone in their hand, getting ready to stone her. How many of you understand that there are people spiritually that will drag you out in the streets and say, I know what you used to be like, and I know how you used to act, and I know even now how you act and how you're doing. But can I tell you, I think, I don't know what Jesus wrote. I know what I think He wrote, but I don't know exactly what Jesus wrote when He knelt down. But I believe at some point in time, I believe that He, and you can take it for what it's worth, but I believe He began to write the sins of every man that was out there. He began to write the sins of everything. Maybe somebody had a lust problem or a drinking problem or a peeping Tom problem. That's how they caught her in the act of adultery. Maybe somebody had that kind of problem. And then Jesus says, now you that are without sin, throw the first stone. And one by one, they had to drop it because they knew what was inside of their heart. Men will drag you and try to condemn you. In fact, there are some people in churches today that won't come into a house of God and get saved because of the condemnation of other people. They won't come because you got to get cleaned up first. Don't you know that, woman, you got to put on a dress before you come get saved? Don't you know that, man, you got to give up your cigarettes and shave yourself and make yourself look clean before you can come into the house of God and get saved? Can I tell you, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Jesus said, come just the way you are. He'll take the prostitute and the hooker and the whoremonger and the gay and the lesbian and the crossdresser. He'll take every single one just the way they are. Some will never come. I'm talking about your children and your grandchildren. Some will never come into the house of God and get saved because of what might be said after they get saved. That when you get saved, you got to live it like I'm living it. And you got to do it like I'm doing it. And you better live it like mama and daddy lived it. And you better live it like grandpa and grandma lived it. And if you don't live it, well, you're just back. If you don't do what I do, you're a backslidden Christian. And you're not even a Christian at all. You're a backslider. And you're just a filthy old sinner. There's no way in the world. I'm talking about your children and your grandchildren. It's a lie from the pit of hell. Can I ask a question this morning? Oh, hallelujah. What contradicted you and made you the divine impediment of holiness? What made you The divine, like you fell out of heaven or something. The divine understanding of holiness. When I read in my Bible, the word holiness, 43 times is the word holiness used. 30 of those 43 times, the word holiness is referring to God. Because the way I understood it and the way I preach it is that God alone is holy and is worthy. He's the impediment of holiness. I don't want to be like you, and I don't want you to be like me. I want to be like Jesus Christ. We had better, because this is why some folks won't come into the church and get saved, because we got to be like mama and grandma and whoever else that got saved before us, and we got to do it just the way they, if they pray 3 hours in the morning, we got to pray 3 hours in the morning. We receive a condemnation from others. And if preachers back then preached it the way they wanted to preach it back then, bless God, the preacher today has got to preach it just like they preached it back then. Can I tell you something? I don't know about that, but we'll tell you what. As long as I live and as long as there's breath in my body, I will preach what's in this book and nothing else. Amen. That we need to understand. We need to understand this morning that there might be condemnation, but bless God, that's what Paul said. Paul said, there is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh and after the Spirit. I thank God this morning I woke up with a clear conscience. I woke up with a clear conscience, and I woke up in the truth and in love and in grace. I woke up in Jesus Christ. But then watch this. There is a condemnation of sin. That sin will condemn you. Watch what Jesus said. He that believeth not is condemned already. In fact, Jesus draws a bottom line to the thing, and he says, and this is the condemnation. Now, I know some folk think that because you're a smoker, that's the condemnation. That's not the condemnation. If you're a drinker, that's the condemnation. That if you're a homosexual, that's not the that's the condemnation. That's not the condemnation. The condemnation is this: that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. The sin in them was the condemnation. All of these other things they've just been acting on. It's not the fact that they're a homosexual. That's because they're a sinner. No, they're a sinner first. And out of that sinful lifestyle produced homosexuality. Sin condemned them. But I love this. Jesus said, John 3:16. Oh my God, thank God for John 3:16. Don't you want to thank God for John 3:16? Oh my God in heaven. Thank God that for God so loved the world, that he so loved me right here at Harkness Island Pentecostal Holiness Church. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that what? Whosoever can come in and believe on him and not perish but have everlasting life. I thank God that there is a whosoever. You want to understand what whosoever means? It simply means this. Number one, it means individually. In other words, one individual person can come in. There's a whosoever. I don't care if you're black, white, Chinese. Doesn't matter if you dress like a man or dress like a woman. Whosoever will can come in. Get saved. Doesn't matter to me what you've done. I don't, you know what? Now this may be foolish, but can I tell you, I believe as evil as Adolf Hitler was, if he'd have bowed his knee somewhere, I don't think he did, but if he'd have bowed his knee somewhere and repented of his sin, he'd have come in and got saved. Paul said it this way: I'm the chief of all the sinners. I'm the chief of all the sinners. I'm the least of the less of the saints. I'm the chief. I was the one that had the death decrees in my hand, carrying it around from region to region, from place to place, and understanding that every time I passed by, death would occur on Christian life. But Paul met up with the master one day on the road to Damascus, knocked him off his high horse, and he got saved. Bless God. If he could do it for a murder like Paul, surely he can do it for you. It means collectively. In other words, thank God that rich folk can get saved. Wouldn't hurt the church if some rich folk did get saved. Bless God, I believe in poor folk getting saved, but why not rich folk getting saved? They would pay their tithes and help the church out. I mean, sometimes I wonder, are we just praying for the poor folk to get saved? Pray for some rich folk to get saved. Amen. But rich folk can get saved. Poor folk can get saved. White folk can get saved. Black folk can get saved. Amen. Pretty ones and ugly ones. Skinny ones like myself. Or fat ones like Mickey back there. I mean, you know, listen, yeah, both of us can get saved. Amen. I thank God he didn't just come and say only the skinny ones can get saved. I'm glad he didn't say only the rich ones can get saved. You want to check my wallet? I'll throw it out there too. You ain't got no worries about it. There ain't nothing in it. I'm glad that he didn't say only the black could get saved or only the white could get saved. I'm glad he didn't put any kind of social class. And oh my God, if some of you make it to heaven, you're going to be so surprised. If some of you make it to heaven, you're going to find out that just as there is no caste system down here of spirituality, that bless God, there's no caste system up there as well. That bless God, we're going to be all mixed together and worshiping God in spirit and in truth. And I ain't got to hear one complaint, one worry, one gossip, one problem, one situation. I'm going to be rejoicing around Jesus, Brother Anthony. Not have to worry about a thing because bless God, he said, whosoever will. Whosoever will can come in. Let me tell you what Jesus said. He that believeth on the Son shall have everlasting life. Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men. In other words, if you come in a public setting and confess God and confess Jesus Christ before men, he said, I will then confess you before my Father in heaven. Whosoever will come in, and you can drink of the water of life freely. God didn't charge anything for this water. Oh, y'all got quiet on me. God didn't charge it. He didn't say come pay $19.95 for the door. He didn't come say this is a social club. There's a certain, oh God, there's a certain way you got to be. And there's a certain, no, he said just come on. Come on. I'll deal with all that mess after you get saved. But right now, come on. That Christ came into this world so that we could be set free. And it amazes me how some folk have come in and got religion and they're still bound. Because Christ didn't come to start a religion. He came to set men free. Looked at Lazarus coming out of the grave and said, loose that man and let him go. At one point in time, looked at a woman and told her, woman, thou art loosed. Can I tell you, I thank God that Jesus Christ came to loose us and set us free. We ought to, the reason why some of us can't walk around happy and we're walking around gloom and doom and depressed all of the time is because we aren't free. My God in heaven, he said, I've come to set you free. The devil's come to steal and to kill and destroy, but I came to bring you life and life abundantly. That's free. Lastly, watch this. We got to come. You've got to come by grace. Paul said it is by what? Grace you have been saved through faith. That is not of your... Come on. Y'all know the Bible? You're supposed to anyway. Not of works, lest any man should boast that I didn't come in on, bless God. Well, if I'd have been a cigarette smoker, I wouldn't have come in on the preface that I quit smoking cigarettes. If I'd have been a drinker, I wouldn't have come in and had to clean up first and quit drinking. No, I'm reminded of a story of the prodigal son. And when the prodigal son came to the father, he came smelling like the hogs and talking like the hogs, eating the hogs mess. But yet, you know, come here, prodigal. You know what the prodigal son did? You know what the father did? The father did exactly this. Here he is smelling like the pigs, looking like the swine, eating his mess. And he came around and put his arm on him and hugged him right here around there and received him. said this. Kill the, I don't know why in the world, I'm sorry. It's, we'll pray that it's anointed. I don't know why in the world we are so opposed to throwing a party when sinners repent. Because he said, kill the fatted calf, put a robe on his back, and put a ring. You know what that tells me? It tells me that we ought to throw. The Bible says that the angels rejoice in heaven over one sinner that repenteth, that we ought to throw a party every time a sinner comes into the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ, that there ought to be some rejoicing, because they didn't come by works, they came by grace. Came by grace. I'm going to say this and I'm getting out of here. And that is this. When a person works an 8-hour shift or longer. Some work 12-hour shifts. When a person works however long you have to work and you receive a fair pay for that work, it's called a wage. When a person competes against an opponent in sports or whatever and they win the competition, it's called a prize. When a person gets and receives recommendation or for what they've done in school or whatever, they receive all of those wonderful things, it's called an award. But when I did not do anything, I didn't work, I didn't compete, I didn't do anything academically, but yet something is still given to me, it's called a gift. Spiritually, it's this. You couldn't buy your salvation. You couldn't make yourself look holy enough for your salvation. But Christ gave it to you anyway. It's a gift of salvation. It is a gift of grace. For by grace, you are saved through faith. Stand with me, please. Whosoever will come, whosoever will come. I know I've had to cut through some mess this morning. I know I've had to deal with some issues this morning. But I still believe that God is able to save. If you, maybe you're that person this morning that you've gotten saved, but you need to make a public confession of your faith. You need to come publicly and receive Christ publicly. He said, if you'll confess me before men, I will confess you before my Father in heaven. Maybe you're here this morning and maybe you're on the condemning side, or maybe you've been condemned. And people are looking at you saying, I know who you say you are, but I know who you were. Or maybe you're on the condemning side and you're one of the ones that are condemning. You need to get down to this altar desperately. Because the same grace that saved whoever, hopefully it saved you. Hopefully it saved you. And if it hasn't, it can save you. It can touch your life. I wonder this morning, can we come around this altar? Make ourselves aware of the presence of God. Whosoever will. Whosoever will. Let him come. Whosoever will, let him come. If you're lost in this place, come. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Lord.